Hi there, Ryan. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Serge wanted me to get on the line here, get you the details of the service, how it works, what's included, answer any questions you have, and then also to apply a reduced rate here for your young business. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Mm-hmm. Everything's going all right.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. I do have your file here in front of me, by the way, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map or that pack result that pops up right near the top of the page, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's where we all go as consumers when we need something, but we don't know who to call. And that's the power of this listing, especially being a young company. People will not need to already know the name of your business to find you as an option. And, of course, they'll call you directly when they need your services. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a fixed flat rate. Of course, it's not just for Google to make sure that you're recognized as a top option. We'll create the content the search engines search for. The businesses on the first page are there because they've got more content relating to that search. So we'll make sure that you have almost 70 different destinations and directories. It's everything that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. So everything from a fully optimized Facebook page, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, dozens and dozens of directories, all equally important to Google, all of them talking about your services and your service area, and then linking back to a .com website. Now, there's not a website currently for your business, right? Do you have photos, though? Do you have photos of some of the work that you've done?
Yeah.
You do, okay. Because our job, Ryan, is not just to list you on the first page. Of course, it's to get your phone ringing and to make sure that the people who see you on the first page have the good and compelling reasons why they should call you. Now, obviously, you use Google yourself, so you know you will not be the only company that pops up on the first page, and ultimately not everyone who sees you on the first page will decide to call you. But the ones that do will then be calling you after they see your website. So they're calling you directly, they're calling you specifically, calling you hoping that you answer the phone and that you're available to do the job, pretty much already thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. So of course, the calls come directly to you. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a fixed flat rate. We offer our services on a month-to-month basis as well, so there's no long-term contract. Our job is just to earn your business, keep your phone ringing. And as a young business, you qualify for reduced pricing. Now, keep in mind, it is a promotional rate for a new business, but it is not an introductory rate, so it's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's really more of an assistance program to make it affordable for new companies. It is a fixed flat rate, and with the reduced price for a young business, you're looking at exactly $199.00. It would bill once a month for that amount. Of course, no taxes or fees or surcharges. There's no lead fees. The calls come directly to you. In fact, there's no third party involved. We'll just make sure that your phone's ringing. So it's not anything at all like a lead-based service where you pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not. Now, are you doing both residential and commercial work? Do you have a preference of one over the other?
I do not have a preference at this time.
It's good to have the options, and we'll make sure that we're targeting both residential and commercial clients as well. Now, what I'd like to do here is to include the website at no additional cost. Like I said, our job is to keep your phone ringing, and we want you to have that website. So not only would the initial construction of the website be included, the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of that website would be included as well at no additional cost, meaning that we can use the photos that you've got now, and as we send you more jobs, you can take more photos or videos even, and we can add that to your website down the road. There would never be any additional cost for it. Now, of course, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you will, in fact, be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on the first page for each search. You'll know which clients found you from the local map itself, from individual directories, or from your website. Now, of course, most of the time you'll simply get direct phone calls. Both residential and commercial clients will call you directly. Everything has the click-to-call feature. On the website, there will also be a contact form so people can tell you where they're located, what they're looking to have done, when they want you to come out. When they fill out that form, Ryan, you'll get a text message as well as an email. So you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you, and whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form, though, will repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even know who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
I did not.
Okay. So it is a comprehensive program to keep you on that first page. Is that something that you would want for your business, that first page placement and calls directly to you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Google it, right? I mean, it's what we say and it's what we do, and it's the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. You're definitely going to reach a much larger target audience than you might be currently reaching with a paid lead service. Now, it's Ryan's all-purpose handyman, right? That's how you would want the business to be branded online?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Is the phone number that we're speaking on the one that you would want your customers to call, the business number, 614-981-6233?
Yes, sir.
Is that a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yes, sir.
Perfect, yeah. Like I said, most of the time you'll just get phone calls, but when someone fills out that lead form, you'll get a text as well as an email. As far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website for people to see. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden, but still attached to that lead form. What is a good email address either for you or for your company?
It's just the company name, Ryan's All Purpose Handyman, all one word.
Okay. Is that at Gmail?
At gmail.com.
Perfect. And no apostrophe in this case in the email.
Yeah.
And when we contact you, we do use phone, we use text, we use email, and it's usually the method most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email it out to you. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Text or email.
Text or email preferred. Okay, I'll put text or email preferred. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you about, because I did see an Angie Leads or Home Advisor profile, and it's got a physical street address on it, 2572 Breathstone Drive, but I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, you're service-based, though, right? You go out to the customer exclusively,
yeah.
No one ever
yeah.
comes to you. So that's not an address
no.
that you would necessarily want us to promote for your business online. Is that a residence?
No.
Is that your home?
Yeah, that's home.
It is, okay. Well, that's actually why I'm asking, because Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. Even if that were a shop or a small office where you did your paperwork, since you don't see customers come to you, Google does not want to list a physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone
right.
to be able to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're likely out in the field most days. So you'll just be listed city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. And then, Ryan, what is your last name, sir?
Horan, H-O-R-A-N.
H-O-R-A-N. Okay, and then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'll be taking a look at our client interview calendar. The bulk of this will be handled in the follow-up call from one of our technicians. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's, get all the information we need to build your website, create the additional content. We'll want to know things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Of course, we'll get into detail about the services you want to be found for and where you want to be found. If you've got a logo already, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions, and we'll take care of all of that and a couple of other things in a follow-up call. The other thing that I would do here, and it's required of us as a Google Premier partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. Ryan, it gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it's a fixed flat rate, that we're including the website, etc. Although it's recorded, you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, the other thing I wanted to ask you about was the Angie leads. You are currently using it, right? You're paying for leads right now?
Right now, yeah.
You are. Okay. The reason I ask, and of course we have nothing to do with them or with their business model of, you know, selling and reselling leads to competing businesses, but because you're actively using it, there's a promo code in our system. Where is it? Oh, there it is. There's a promo code that I'm going to add here, and it is for someone who is spending advertising dollars elsewhere, so you certainly qualify for that. It does allow me to reduce the cost of the one-time setup fee by an amount of my choosing. Mm-hmm. I might sometimes take 20, 30%, even 50%. Sometimes off of that setup fee, but for something like Angie's, where I know that you are paying, I mean, from hearing from so many business owners, you pay a lot of good money on leads that aren't always so good. I want to take two-thirds of that setup fee and just kind of waive that. The setup fee is $299. I'm going to take $199 off of that setup fee. It's just a one-time setup fee of $100. It does only attach to the first month, and it is there, of course, to help us offset the cost of creating the necessary content to get you listed online. So the first payment's $299, and then every month after that is $199. Give me just a quick second here to get that voice verification set up. Okay, so Ryan, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Horan, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. Ryan, it says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Ryan's All-Purpose Handyman.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that. Just to clarify, because I do see a lot of misinformation on the Angie profiles, your first name is R-H-Y-A-N?
That is correct.
That is correct. Perfect. I just wanted to make sure. Very important. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Ryan Horan. Owner.
Okay. And Mr. Horan, as the owner of Ryan's All-Purpose Handyman, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
That is correct.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Horan, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect. Now, Ryan, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you directly, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, emails, phone calls coming from both my company as well as from your potential customers. Ryan, of course, you would agree to that, right? Perfect, yeah. Now, it does say, in hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason that we ask is all the content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services and directories of content we're already creating. Of course, we'll also want to make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Ryan, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website. We'll also make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the costs that I'm applying, reducing both the subscription costs as well as that one-time setup fee, with it being a month-to-month service, and with the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 8th of September, in the very discounted total amount of just $299.00. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 8th of the month at a further reduced rate of just $199. And the $199, Ryan, again, is at a fixed flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Ryan, that landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Once again, we offer our services completely at will, month to month, no contract. Of course, that means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can absolutely discontinue the agreement altogether. You can also pause it, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Ryan, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Horan, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Ryan, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then, Ryan, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Visa.
A Visa. Is it your name on that card, the business name, or both?
Both.
Both. And is there any middle initial, or is it first and last?
Middle initials, P.
Middle initial T, okay. And then you said that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4034-9000.
Mm-hmm.
4472.
Yes, sir.
3115.
And then the expiration month and year?
0325.
03 of 2025, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
708.
So I've got 708 on the back, and then March or 03 of 2025 for the expiration date. And then, Ryan, was the card itself 4034-9000-4472-3115?
That is correct.
And does that bill at the home address, the 2572 Breathstone Drive, 43065?
Yes, sir.
It does. Okay. In just about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Ugh, I do not at this moment.
That's okay. You will get that confirmation email through our automated system in about a minute. Just so you know, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern time. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. The email address will be on there as well. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. Now, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute here. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. Now, our emails are sent through our automated system in bulk every minute or two, so you may even receive that text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other, please let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. We schedule by the hour. The call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. It looks like the first available would be the top of the next hour at 1 o'clock. There's several spots in between up to and including the very last one, which would be 6 o'clock. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. It would get to you towards the beginning of that hour and get you off the phone pretty much at the bottom of the hour. Did you want something as early as 1, as late as 6, or somewhere in between?
Do you have, say, 6 is good.
6 is good? Okay. So in this case, it's going to be scheduled from 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Like I said, the call will get to you a few minutes after 6. At 5 o'clock, our automated system will send an email reminder that the call itself is scheduled at 6. I'm going to send you also a calendar invite to your email address. The calendar invite is going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for Client Interview, to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. It's really more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. Ryan, did you happen to get either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out by now?
Yes, I did.
You did. So if you open up the text, it goes where we want it to go. If you open up the email, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, that's hyperlinked, and it goes to where the text message should open up automatically, which is the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services we'll be providing, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
Hold on. Trying to get there. Okay.
Okay. So we are going to, of course, optimize your Google's business profile. That's pretty much everyone's primary focus. You'll also have the same content mirrored on Bing, although it's only about 1 out of 10 that will use Bing instead of Google. Mm-hmm. But that's still a lot of people. We still want you to be found there. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different directories. The landing page is the website that we'll build for you. I don't want to really walk you through everything here, but if you scroll down towards the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer. We do want you to click on that box. And the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we need you to either type in or copy and paste your name exactly as it appears there. So it is, of course, case sensitive. It needs appropriate spacing. So if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it. Since there is a middle initial there, please make sure that you do not include a period after the P, just the P itself. Mm-hmm. Once you've got your name as it appears there, click the confirm signature just below it. That does a few things, Ryan. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's a fixed flat rate month to month, that we're including the website, that we've reduced the cost of the subscription as well as the setup. It also will allow us to do the initial MapW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not, and of course to release the Google PIN card to make sure that you are in fact an active business in the local area. You'll know that you're successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Now, I can give you the username, but there's not a password set just yet. In fact, you don't have to go that next step right now. It is coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active already and that you're trying to access it, so it's asking you to log in. In the next day or so, and of course we have to do the client interview first to create that content for there to be something to track, but in the next day or so we will give you again your username and a default password that you can use to access your account. Some people change it, some people don't. It's totally up to you, but I can give you the username already. That cannot be changed, but it is very easy for you to remember. It is simply the phone number that we are speaking on, area code included, but just the numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So 614-981-6233, that's your username. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, that's the email address for support, and you'll see that in the confirmation email. Please just include either your username or your phone number. That makes it easier for us to forward that information to the right department. When they do that client interview at 6, they're going to give you photos@localsplash.com, so you can email the support team, or email the photos department, I should say, directly. Other than that, though, you're all set and squared away on my end. It is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call, but I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you, get your phone ringing, get that website out there, of course, earn your business just 1 month at a time.
All right. Sounds good.
Real pleasure speaking with you, Ryan. I appreciate your kindness and your patience in taking this phone call. I do expect that phone call from our technician a little later on in that 6 o'clock hour.
Sounds good.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. You take care. You have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Yep.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.